What is the best approach to deal with guilt? Just don't do it. It really is a curious phenomenon. It's so pervasive in our culture. To be able to really recognize it as something that is really an aberration of the human condition. We take something that we've done unskillfully. And it doesn't even with guilt. It doesn't even have to be. That's not necessarily even the case. You can feel guilty about good things you do. But taking something and then feeling bad about it and then dwelling on that and then returning to it over and over. As an approach to recognize that, because the Buddha, there's a place for remorse in Buddhism, that we recognize the say unskillfulness that we've done, and then learn from that and determine not to repeat that. The tendency of guilt is to revisit it over and over again and keep coming back to it and sustaining painful feelings around it. So that trying to shift the tendency to review something that has been unskillful and that one feels that one carries as a burden of guilt, to shift it as to something that one can learn from and create a sense of confidence in. And say, because we can learn from our mistakes. That's the benefit of having a human mind that's able to reflect on itself. And then by doing that, then we can step beyond and put down the. A lot of it is also around the sense of identity that we carry, because we then identify with certain actions and think that's who I am. And so the things that they do or say, but that's on a certain level. I mean, it's also the beauty of the Buddha's teaching on non-self is that there isn't anything that is a permanent solid identity. This isn't who we are. This is not me. This is not mine. This is not what I am. These are actions of body, speech, and mind. that we can either learn from and understand, or they can trip us up and create more suffering, but they're not a solid identity or solid entity within us. Because I think that's what where that feeling of guilt comes, is that somehow it's solid and is a there's a continuity of being within that. Just on a very mundane level, the kind of freedom that contemplation of not self is. That when we looking at body, feeling, say pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, memory, association, perception, thoughts, whether they're intelligent thoughts, not intelligent thoughts, you know, wise thoughts, not wise thoughts, emotion, and then consciousness. These are we can relinquish. It's not that we can they're not self. They can be put down. They can be set aside. The identity with it can be set aside because it's not, say, not who we truly are. What's that phrase? Is you were that sutta that you were pointing to?
Whatever is not yours, abandon it.
Yes,
what
right.
Is it that's not yours?
A very simple sutta that the Buddha gives as encouragement, you know, whatever is not yours, abandon it. And what is not yours? Body is not yours. Feeling is not yours. Perception is not yours. Mental formations are not yours. Consciousness is not yours. Abandon it. Whatever is not yours, abandon it. So it's that very simple injunction that frees up a lot of well-being and happiness.